after hours of research, analyzing every play, struggling to choose who to start, and ultimately choosing the wrong player. Researching players in between the sickest of haircuts. Doing a routine traffic stop, but first needing to put in a waiver claim. Making sure our USA Airmen's planes are kept in peak performance, just like our team. Finding the hellish perfect meme to troll your opponent in Discord after a win. It's all come down to this. Buckle up, boys. The 2022 Nothing Catchy Playoffs are here.
Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of the Nothing Catchy Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Dewey. Special edition. It's going to be a little bit different today. A little bit shorter than our normal. Also, as you could tell, slightly different intro. The reason why it's going to be a little shorter today is I've got some things I got to help my wife with. She's got an awesome interview tomorrow, and we're rooting for her. And I need to help her get some production stuff done, as well as listen to her go over her presentation. So that's why it's going to be a little short. That's why it's going to be solo today. I just didn't have the ability to be able to be as flexible with my time. But I really wanted to put something out there special for you guys. So I hope you enjoyed that intro. It was really fun to do, really kind of fun to kind of come up with something different and new. Toss in there different things about the guys that I learned throughout the season. And I only had a short amount of time, so I couldn't put something in for everybody. But still, a lot of fun. Before I get into this matchup and kind of a little overview of the league, for anybody who's listening who is not in the league right now, I got to tell you, these guys who are in this league are some of the coolest guys I've met in a while. They are spread all over the United States, Midwest, down south, Pacific Northwest. So they're all over the North, all over the United States. And I'm the new guy to the group. All these guys in here either know each other, get haircuts from each other, or have been friends for a long time, or brothers-in-laws and all that fun stuff. And so I'm the new guy in the group. So first and foremost, I just want to say thank you for welcoming me into your guys' group and your friend group, to be in this league. It's been a lot of fun. I know the playoffs are beginning, and this is where the excitement really gets into it, where I'm going to be shelling out somebody $20. But just want to let you guys know I really appreciate being in the league, being in the Discord. It's been a lot of fun, and I can't wait for next year. I think it's going to be super fun. So anybody who's not in the league right now and is listening to this and is interested in being in part of this, you'll want to reach out to Jake Prosser, Jacob_Pro. On Twitter. You can find him there. You can also reach out to me if you're interested, Michael Dewey 99 on Twitter. I am there. We'll probably have a few episodes after the season is done as well, where we're going to talk about our league rules. If you want to be part of this, let us know. We are going to be expanding. Right now we're an 8-team league, and we plan to expand to at least 10, maybe 12. We'll see. It's a lot of fun, really chill people who just love talking about sports and football and Chiefs and just all that fun stuff, and are just genuinely good dudes. So really, truly, give us a shout out. Reach out to us if you're interested in joining, because we're always looking for more people. With that being said, let's go ahead and get started and looking into this week. I'm not going to go over injuries this week, and I'm not going to go over waivers. So if you're not part of the league and you're here only for that information, I'm sorry. We're not going to do that this week. Mainly just because I would rather talk about the playoffs and talk about what's happening this week. What is the ramifications, what we're looking at, and all that fun stuff. So without further ado, looking at the standings, the way this league ended, first place was Hertz Donut. Second place, Team Mess. Third place, Vladdy Daddy. Fourth place, Reed's Naughty Boys. Fifth place, Team Fitz. Sixth place, Losing with Mahomies, aka Chilling with Mahomies at the beginning of the season, if you've been following with us the whole time. 7, Gritty Gritty Bang Bang, and 8, Yours Truly, Read 'Em and Weep. There's definitely been a lot of weeping on my side for my team. If I had drafted my team and had my team maybe 2 years ago, it would be a killer team. But the players I have are old and busted and not really going so well. So we're going to go through the rest of the year fighting the best we possibly can and see how it goes. So that's how it shaked out. You know, it's split up between two different divisions. The East Division, Hertz Donut was number one. Reed Naughty Boys, Losing with Mahomes, and Read 'Em and Weep. We're all in that same division. And then the West Division is Team Mess, Phoenix, Vladdy Daddy, Team Fitz, and then Gritty Gritty Bang Bang. So let's go over the matchups this week. That's kind of the big thing to look into, big thing to be paying attention to and everything like that, and see who's going to be winning. There is the winner's bracket, and there's the consolation bracket. The winner's bracket, you can have the chance to win the money. We are a money league. We are paying, we all put $20 in to try to see who could win that money. So if you're counting the math here, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, what's the next one? 14. 60. So you can make like $160. Well, I guess $40, I guess, because you don't pay yourself. So really, that's pretty good payout if you do win. Worth it. It makes the game a little bit more fun. But the winner's bracket, you got the four teams. Reed's Naughty Boys is going up against Hertz Donut. One thing that Jake tossed in here this year for this league, which I thought was kind of interesting, I've never been in a league that's done this, is if you are the... in a higher rank in the week, you get home field advantage. So that home field advantage is actually a 3-point head start that week. So it does pay off to actually be to keep pushing, even when you may be locked in the winner's bracket or you know something, or you're in the consolation bracket. You want to get that extra home field advantage if you can. So Hertz Donut has the home field advantage this week, 10-3 against Reed's Naughty Boys. The projected points is Hertz Donut is projected at this very moment on Tuesday to get 121.3 points. And Reed's Naughty Boys is projected to get 118 points. So right now it's close, but with that 3-point head start, I don't know. It's going to be really, really close. Looking at their team, luckily for Hertz Donut, there's really nobody on bye week that he has to worry about. Because that's one of those weird things, by the way, is there is a bye week this week, and there are some teams that are out. And so it is a bummer for the first weekend of the playoffs, for sure. But still, it's something you have to pay attention to as you go about it. But Hertz Donut, nobody on bye. He's got all his players are actually going up against some hard matchups. If you play the matchups, then this is something that might be going against Hertz Donut, and he could get eliminated week one because of it. Jalen Hurts is going up against the Giants, who have the 9th-ranked best defense against QB. So they have a decent defense. Now, will that hold up against Philly? I don't know. We'll find out. Christian McCaffrey going against Tampa Bay, they have the 3rd-best-ranked defense against the running back. Damian Pierce, his other running back, going up against the 4th-ranked defense against running backs. So right there, those are all red in terms of matchups. So he doesn't have too good of a matchup. Tyreek Hill against the Los Angeles Chargers, the 13th ranked. Tyreek Hill's going to go off. He knows the Chargers. That's going to be that's a set game set match. Don't worry about Tyreek Hill. Lock him in. Devontae Smith, his next guy with the Eagles, going up against the Giants, who have the 8th ranked defense against wide receivers. So again, one of those situations where could be a little rough. However, Devontae's number 2 wide receiver, so maybe they lock up their number 1 and he's getting all the points. So we'll have to see. Mark Andrews going up against a 13th ranked defense. That could be a good matchup, but Lamar Jackson's not going to play this week. So I don't know. And then ironically, he has AJ Brown, the wide receiver number 1 for Philly in there as well. So he's really trying to stack that wide receiver QB combo there. That's a very interesting strategy he's doing there. But again, that's 8th ranked. 8th ranked. So all he needs is one Philly to do bad for 1 week and his team falls apart pretty much right now. He has the 49ers defense going against Tampa Bay. That's going to get him a lot of points. Tampa Bay is terrible. And then kicker Daniel Carlson doesn't really matter. So, yeah, that's kind of interesting. He has Jamal Williams on his bench. I think he should toss Jamal Williams back in his lineup instead. Jamal Williams, Detroit, is going up against Minnesota, who's ranked the 21st against running backs. And Jamal has been just feasting and doing great things. I mean, the last 2 weeks, maybe not so much, but that was against Buffalo and Jacksonville. Worth keeping an eye on. So, short version is Jalen Hurts or Hurts Donut might not have as easy or quick of a walk-in because looking at the other side of it, Reed's Naughty Boys has the complete opposite. A lot of his, pretty much every single one of his matchups except one is in the green and in the late greens like 30th, 31st, 30th, 26th, 28th, 30th, 32nd. He's got a lot of really good matchups. So Justin Herbert against Miami, good 28th. Saquon Barkley, 16th. Not necessarily the greatest, but not the worst. And honestly, everything runs through him anyway. So that's going to be a good game. Good one for him. Nick Chubb against Cincinnati, the 15th ranked. Davante Adams going against the Rams, 26th ranked. Garrett Wilson against Buffalo, 22nd ranked. That one might be a little harder. I don't know if even though it's a great matchup, I don't know if I would trust Garrett Wilson. But I'm also the guy who had Garrett Wilson for most of the season, and he did nothing for me. And then now that Mike White is in, he's been just killing it, and I hate myself for dropping him. Because, yeah, last 2 weeks, 20 points. I had him when he had 9, 5, 4, 1, 4. See what I'm saying? Yeah. TJ Hockenson. He has a great matchup against Detroit, 29th ranked. Josh Jacobs going against the Los Angeles Rams, 8th ranked. That is his one bad matchup. And let's be honest, Josh Jacobs is probably going to do great. Seahawks are going up against Carolina, 26th ranked. And then he has Harrison Butker going up against Denver, 30th ranked. So he has, they're literally the tale of two cities here, complete opposites. One has terrible matchups for their whole team. The other one has great matchups. So it'll be really interesting to see which strategy is better during this time. That is like the number one bracket there, so we'll see how it goes. Next is Vladdy Daddy versus Team Mess. Team Mess is your home team, and so Team Mess has that two-point advantage. He has a bunch of average matchups, nothing too crazy. Josh Allen against the Jets, that one might be really rough. That's 8th ranked. Derrick Henry against Jacksonville, 20th. That's pretty good. Ezekiel Elliott versus Houston, 32nd. That's a pretty good matchup. Keenan Allen, Miami. All of these are all middle of the tier. So Keenan Allen, DK Metcalf, Travis Kelce, Tyler Lockett, and then the Browns against Cincinnati. I don't know if he's going to play them or not. We'll see. And then Justin Tucker. Now, you want to talk about teams with bye weeks and bye week issues? That is this team. Team Mess, his bench, he only has one player on his bench, not on bye. Now, granted, he has four people on the Packers on his bench, but that's beside the point. Washington and the Packers are obviously on bye this week, and so he doesn't have Gibson, he doesn't have A.J. Dillon, Alan Lazard, the Packers defense, none of that. So this could be a way to knock off that number two. He could have a really bad matchup because of it. So let's look at Vladdy Daddy. Does he have what it takes? Oh, Vladdy Daddy, you have some cojones, and I love it. I love it, love it, love it, and I'm wondering if he's going to stick with it, but right now, Mike White is in his starting QB spot. That's amazing. Does he have a QB on his bench? Kyler Murray's on his bench. So against the New England Patriots, I don't know. I'll be really curious to see where he goes with this. He also needs to get Jamar Chase out of the IR as well. So he's got some moving around to do. Vladdy Daddy has a really good team. Like I said, Mike White's in there. In terms of matchups, he has two really good matchups, and the rest are pretty much average or terrible. Mike White, not a good matchup. Travis Etienne, not a good matchup, but they also feed him a lot, so could be still good. Latavius Murray, Denver's running back, KC, 18th ranked. We'll see. I think KC could easily shut down Denver this week, but who knows? Maybe this will be the week that excuse me, I still got a cold here, that Russell Wilson goes off on everything and finally catches up to his toilets. We'll see. CD Lamb, great wide receiver. Terrible matchup against Houston, though. So, don't know. Christian Kirk, great matchup. Okay against okay team. Dalton Schultz, tight end. Average. Deebo Samuel, average against Tampa Bay. Dallas Cowboys defense against Houston, 32nd ranked. I bet defense could be your top scorer this week. That is crazy. So, I think I should call out some predictions here, by the way. So, backing up for the Jalen Hurts and Reed's Naughty Boys, I'm gonna give it to you, Reed's Naughty Boys. I'm a believer. I'm going to go for it. I'm calling it. You're going to beat Hurts Donut. That's what's going to happen this week. Underdog, you're doing it. Phoenix Vladdy Daddy? Ooh. That's going to be really hard because I like Allen better. I like Team Mess's team better, even in the terrible matchups and stuff. So I'm going to go Team Mess. So I'm going to predict for the championship, it's going to come down to Team Mess and Reed's Naughty Boys. That's my prediction for the winner's bracket. Now, we can't just give up on everything and not talk about the consolation bracket because we're people too. You know, we're fantasy football players as well. We're not complete losers, just mainly me because I only got 2 wins this week or this season. But you know what? If I end 4-11, I won't be in last place. So let's try that. Let's push for it. So first week to try to do that, me, Reed'em and Weep, and then Gritty Gritty Bang Bang. We are going up against each other. I have beat Gritty Gritty Bang Bang before. So of my 2 wins, one of them is against him. So I know I can do it. It is possible. However, I've got some injuries. So in terms of matchups, and I got some people on bye. I got to move some people around. Oh, man. What are we going to do? So my current prediction is at 83 points, but I have 2 people on bye. I got to get a new tight end and I got to get another wide receiver. Tua Tagovailoa, if I say his name right, has a great matchup against the Chargers. So I'm hoping he's in. I'm going to play him, go with it. Dalvin Cook against Detroit, 13th ranked, pretty average matchup, but I'm going to probably have to play him. Really bummed. Kenneth Walker is probably not going to play. My star running back got injured, and he actually has a compressed ankle. It's not a sprain. It's a compressed ankle. It's really weird. I've never heard of it before. So I don't know how long it would take for him to make it through. But with that, he is going up against Carolina, who's the 24th rank. So I might need to look at the depth chart and pick up the next Seahawk running back and fill that spot because – yeah, it might need to happen. Michael Pittman in Indianapolis, they're on bye, so he's out. Joshua Palmer against Miami, 11th ranked. It's kind of average, but if it becomes a shootout, Palmer might be okay. We'll have to see. I'll have to keep a close eye on that. Cole Kmet, he's out, so I'll have to find somebody else. Leonard Fournette against San Francisco, that's number one defense. He's getting himself benched. Ain't happening. So I'll probably move in Isaiah Pacheco or somebody along that line. But we'll see. Oh man, this is a terrible week for buys. For me at least. Eagles defense is my next one against the Giants. I'll probably roll with them, 17th ranked. And then my kicker, Brett Maher, 27th ranked, pretty good. So I got some work to do. After this podcast, I got to put in some work. Because I got to beat Gritty Gritty Bang Bang. Let's see what Gritty Gritty's got going on here. He's currently projected for 96 points. Nobody on bye currently in his lineup. 3 people on bye on his bench. He has Lamar Jackson, who is... Gritty Gritty. This is rough, Gritty Gritty. Lamar's probably out. And then guess what? Justin Fields is on bye. Someone's looking for a QB. That be you, Gritty Gritty. So, yeah, he's going to be looking for somebody. Deontay Swift is his running back. Minnesota, 31st ranked. So we'll see if that's okay. Tony Pollard, Houston, 32nd ranked. That's a great matchup again. Justin Jefferson, Detroit, great matchup. Stephon Diggs, Giants, not a good matchup, but it's Buffalo. He's probably going to do just fine. Pat Freiermuth, 15th ranked. Amon-Ra St. Brown, ranked 30th. Ooh, that's going to be rough. Bills D against the Jets. Can they do it? I hope not. I hope the Jets pull it off. I'm rooting for the Jets this week because I'm going up against some Buffalo people. And then Evan McCaffrey is his last one. So yeah, we both got some work to do. I don't know if I can actually call this one, but I'm, cause here's the thing. I think I have a chance, but it's not going to be a pretty game for me by any means. So I'm going to give it to Gritty Gritty. I think Gritty Gritty is going to pull this off. I think he's going to move on to the next round, and not be in last or second to last place. So, best of luck to you, Gritty Gritty. Good luck finding a QB, seeing who's out there and stuff right now. All right. Last game in the consolation bracket is Chilling with Mahomies and Team Fitzgerald. Starting with the losing with Mahomies, aka Chilling with Mahomies. He's got Patrick Mahomes at Denver. Not a good matchup. However, I think he's going to be just fine. That's just kind of how it rolls. So Patrick Mahomes is going to do just great, just fine. Austin Eckler against Miami, not bad. Kareem Hunt against Cincinnati, not bad. Jalen Waddle against the Chargers, not bad. Adam Thielen against Detroit, not bad. Mike Gesicki against the Chargers, not bad. DJ Moore, not a good matchup against Seattle. So might want a different person in your flex, but... who do you have though? Doesn't really look like you have anybody decent on there unless you want to throw out the MVS, or Rondale Moore stab in the dark kind of a thing. So we'll have to see on that one. And then Ravens D against Pittsburgh, great matchup. Also a good game. Rivals might be worth it. Matt Gay, currently is your kicker against the Vegas. So he's currently predicted for 94.5 points. We'll see how that pans out. Next up on the other side of that matchup. Oh, I didn't say who has a home field advantage because that is Team Fitzgerald. He has the home field advantage right here. He's got some bye week stuff that he's got to get worked out. His defense is a problem, and he has one of his running backs is on bye as well. But starting out, Joe Burrow against Cleveland. Is Joe Burrow going to do well after having an up game? He very well could have a down game. Don't put it past him to kind of struggle a little bit coming out of this one, because that was kind of a big game against Kansas City, and so he might be all hyped up for that still. Jonathan Taylor, his running back's on bye. Joe Mixon's questionable, still in concussion protocol, so might have a running back problem for him a little across the road here, because that might leave him with Miles or Damian Harris or Jeff Wilson. Not that any of those are bad or terrible, but... not as good as Joe Mixon or Jonathan Taylor, in my opinion. I got T. Higgins. Joe Mixon, by the way, has a great matchup. So if he does play, he's got a great matchup on 30th ranked. So worth looking into. T. Higgins, wide receiver. He's got the stack there, Joe Burrow and T. Higgins. Amari Cooper, Cincinnati there. Got a good, not a good matchup. But Amari Cooper is usually pretty good. And will Deshaun Watson actually get his act together? I don't know. He did not look good at all that first week. And if he has 2 weeks back-to-back of not looking good like that, he may not be really playing much for this year in terms of his motivation. So I don't know. George Kittle, great matchup against Tampa Bay. Ramondre Stevenson against Arizona, great matchup. And then Cade York, his kicker. Great matchup as well. Not that you need a great matchup for a kicker. This is another hard one. But seeing how Team Fitz has two people on bye and he's still projected to be 2 points less than chilling with or losing with Mahomes right now, I'm going to give it to Team Fitzgerald. So I believe that means that I think Team Fitzgerald and Gritty Gritty Bang Bang are going to play each other, and it's going to come down to Jake Prosser and myself next week. That's my predictions. We'll see if it happens. But either way, it's going to be a fun weekend. Get your lineup in. I'm sorry I'm not doing the waiver wire stuff. Most of you guys are pretty good at keeping up with it and knowing who's on by, who to pick up, and all those great things. Also, don't want to give away any secrets maybe in the playoffs. No, actually, that's not really the thing. But with that, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this show. Thank you so much for a great regular season. Do your best in the playoffs to win. Get that money if you're in the winner's bracket and consolation bracket. Don't get in last place because there may be a penalty we haven't figured out yet. See ya.